everyone. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would like to be a part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon
episode. Is this on now?
Yeah, episode number 35.
Did you turn them on?
Yeah, they're on.
Okay.
See, the lights are on.
I saw them blinking.
Oh, we forgot our mics the first time.
And then I looked down and the mics were on the ground.
Yeah.
Charging.
Oh, well. So here we go again.
I did well.
Episode 35. You did well. Good job. She did well as a Sherpa.
Yeah.
But she didn't stop the rain, the lightning, or the surf.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. You did well. Not great. Because you didn't stop the lightning. Anyway, so I did the Panama City Beach 70.3.
Mm-hmm.
And half Ironman. That was last week. Mm-hmm. And they had canceled the swim because of the surf. Was not safe for the safety crew or for the swimmers. So they canceled it. So we did a rolling start, just like what Caitlin did in her Galveston. So it already started pouring rain while we were there waiting for the rolling start. And you bought a brand new umbrella.
It was a nice,
big, giant.
I popped it out, and the people were like, whoa.
big old umbrella covered everything.
Yeah.
Did you still get wet, though?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, my pants on the bottom.
You should have came over to me and kept me dry.
But I couldn't get into where you were.
I know, you couldn't get in transition. Though someone was in transition.
I saw people.
Yeah, I was like,
since it was raining, I think people would just like that.
Yeah, so we started the rolling start, and I was going to say, there were people around my area that said, oh, after this, let's go swim, and since we don't get to swim this morning. But there was no swimming after either. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was still swishing and swashing.
Yeah, pretty bad. Even the sharks weren't out there. They didn't want to be there.
I missed out on going out to the beach.
Oh, you didn't go at all? Oh, yeah, I guess it would. Why would you?
I know.
Anyway, so we
went all the way.
Well, we went to Pensacola, the beach, the night before, or two nights before.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Back where we used to live.
Yeah, but we should have got our swimsuits and went in.
Oh, in Pensacola?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we didn't know. We were dumb.
Just paying attention to the bushwhacker.
Oh, yeah. We had a bushwhacker. It's been a while.
Yeah, we showed up first in Pensacola and...
We stayed the night there.
Stayed the night there.
Reminisced about how we used to live there.
Yeah. Went to the
beach. So sad and had dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the next day we went in and checked in.
Yeah.
And the next day, it rained.
Yeah.
A lot. Anyway, so back to the rolling start. Yeah. So I started, I saw you. You were taking video of me. And, Then we were going out parallel to the beach before we turned out of the Panama City Beach area, and it started pouring a lot, and it was just coming down in buckets. And I was having fun. I was actually liking it.
Yeah, I tell you, when I go out and work out in it, you think I'm crazy.
No, I like working out in the rain, but I thought it was going to be cold. That's what I thought. But if it was, I didn't feel it. So that was good.
No, it wasn't cold.
We turned to go outside of the Panama City Beach area and to go up the, wasn't a mountain. I'll call it a mountain.
Yeah.
If I call it a mountain, it's not a mountain.
It was a hill.
A hill. You just got done running. So yeah. She made me a little bit out of it and a little bit red-faced, but.
I'm going to go to the pool after.
Okay, cool. And maybe I'll take another nap. We were going out and noticed that there was one big bridge that we had to go over, which was kind of fun to go up.
Yeah.
We went up there and noticed that people were riding on the road where it was the most water, where, you know, where cars go drive, that part where the wheels are a little bit more indented into the asphalt than the middle of it. But people were riding there mostly. I rode over to the side where there was really there really wasn't a puddle of water. But when people passed me and got in front of me, they'd make these rooster tails, you know, from the water coming off their back tire.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm getting grit and dirt and stuff, water thrown on me. It's like, ah, it was kind of fun though. Like I said, it was fun.
Was it rainy in Texas where I went?
During your race?
Yeah.
It rained before your race.
I think it was still wispy.
You were just having drizzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that with the tires.
Well, when there's water on the ground, yeah.
Yeah.
So we rode up, and then I also noticed that when there was a curve in the road, you know, there's a little slant in the road for drainage, and people were on the bottom side of it trying to take a shortcut, but it's harder to ride your bike on that. So you gotta go, it's steeper than going on the outside of it where it's less steep. You go a little farther, but you get less tired because it's not steep. I noticed that too, but that's okay. They were doing their thing, I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
Got to the turnaround at the top of the mountain, which we found out was actually like a little bowl. We were on the bottom side of the bowl and we had to climb out of it. And then noticed a headwind coming back down. And so that was probably 5 miles of a little bit of headwind. And then we took a right turn on this trail, sidewalk. It was like a sidewalk running trail people were on. And it was actually kind of nice. And everyone, as soon as we turned, were like, finally, no more headwind, it's a tailwind. And everyone took off. And so everyone was going 20 plus miles an hour. And then we had to turn into the subdivision where there was some manhole covers that were above the asphalt, so it was like sticking up. And it's like, whoa, man.
I wonder why.
I think they were probably going to pave it eventually to the same level, but it was sticking up.
It just sunk.
It was higher than the road. So
I'm saying maybe the road sunk.
Oh, it could be. Then we got out of the subdivision and hit the regular road that paralleled the beach. And another tailwind, and I think I got like 25 miles an hour on that tailwind. That was fun. That was hauling, yeah. And then we did this little loop-de-doo in this park area.
So
and everyone's like, slow down, slippery area. And it was like a bunch of plastic tabletops that they put for you to ride your bike over. Because I think it was dirt before under it, so they just had all these tabletops on top that we rode over. And then and we went down a little hill, and they're like, slow down, road's slippery. So everyone was being really cautious there so no one would slip out and crash. And then we came around and started heading back the other way, straight headwind. Yeah. I think my average... from my Garmin, it was like showing my average was about 20, probably just shy of 20 miles an hour. As soon as I hit the headwind, 12 miles an hour. Oh gosh. And then we made a little turn, but we were right next to the beach by that point, and people were just dying because they were trying to push through. And I think that's when I had a little tinge in my back and my ankle because I was trying to adjust how I was sitting on my bike just to push through the wind. And it was swirling like you had. You know, sometimes it's pushing you sideways, this way, that way. But once we got onto the main part right by towards the finish, about 5 miles from the finish, we'd hit all the hotels. And so you'd have no wind in the hotel area. And then as soon as you'd get past it, wind, swirly wind. So it was really weird. You're just getting thrown around. And that's when I started passing people because they were dying from the headwind. Then I saw you by our hotel. It's like, hey, yeehaw. And came in for transitioned. My ankle was hurting, my left ankle, because I think I was pushing too hard, pushing down, and I was wondering if I was going to be able to run. But as soon as I got off, I was fine on my ankle. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Went over to the transition area, and I had put my shoes in a plastic garbage bag, and my shoes were dried, but everything else was sopping wet. I put my cycling shoes down in a puddle, and everything else was just the socks that I was wearing. I took off because it was a puddle. My socks were wet, my shoes were wet, everything was wet. Then I started running, went over that pedestrian bridge, mm-hmm. that hill. It's like, and did my first loop. First loop was nice, but it was started pouring in buckets again. Didn't you say your umbrella like over?
Yeah, it came.
It went straight up, all the way up. Yeah, so you had to push it back down from the wind
like
and
a couple
the,
times.
From the wind and the, yeah, just for the, that. The volunteers at the aid stations were good. They were, like shoving water and the drinks in your face and the food in your face. So I did my first lap. Where did I see you in my first lap? I'm trying to think.
At the bridge.
At the bridge. Oh yeah, when I came back around into the area, that's when I saw you. And I said, that's lap one, two more.
Mm-hmm.
So we went around. Like I said, it was pouring. The first lap, everyone was trying to avoid the puddles because it had stopped raining. But then it started pouring down buckets, intermediate. On the second lap, we actually saw lightning. And we were out there running, and then they shoved us all under this building because I guess there was a temporary halt in the race. So everyone had to go hide under buildings for a while. I think it was about a half hour they did that. And then once it cleared up, there was a siren that went off, and then we took off again. And I made it, I saw you almost finishing the second lap. And by then my back was kind of hurting. But I finished my second lap and was getting ready to do my third lap, and they said, you have to go finish. And I said, I have another lap to do. And they said, no, everyone's finishing because there's lightning. So then I finished. And then you got the notification I finished.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably thought I was stupid and finished early.
No, I actually didn't think. I just thought that there was something wrong with the app or something.
Oh. Yeah, and then I'm trying to text you that I finished. And but my phone was wet.
And my fingers were wet. A gas station hiding from
the rain. Across the street from the finish line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you showed me where you were. So that was that race. That was very interesting. So it was the Panama City Beach 65.1 instead of a 70.3 that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's what you get. I did what I could. I did what they let me do. So that's that.
Yeah.
So now what do we do?
Now we yawn. No, so I decided I didn't want to keep doing these.
The half Ironmans?
Because all I get is weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think I'd just rather have fun and just go do some find some Olympic triathlons, can do some sprints. Maybe I'll do some regular race runs, run race.
Oh, running races, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just
shorter ones?
Shorter and just have fun.
5-10 Ks?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, we can still practice and go use our wetsuits for the fun of it somewhere.
Oh, in the winter?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's on the race schedule next?
So we just signed up for Pomona Sprint.
Sprint Triathlon here in Pearland, Texas.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Towards the end of June 22nd.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go do that. We've done it before. but they changed the route.
It was fun.
Yeah, they changed the route a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so, but we've done it before. We've done most of the bike on it. The run was very similar than what it was before. Mm-hmm. The swim is in a different lake. So.
But I have to say, my favorite, even though I went through weather, my favorite was Waco.
Yeah. That was your first one.
I know, but yeah, it's just, I think it's better than Texas. The Waco is better than the half Ironman Texas.
Yeah, in Galveston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, you've done two.
Yeah.
Got it under your belt. So now we're going to focus on doing sprints. So with that, we have a change in training. So Thursday, instead of going out and running 8 miles.
And then I'm losing weight.
Yeah, you're losing weight again, still.
Mm-hmm.
And we did hill intervals.
I'm eating more protein and less carbs. Simple.
Yes. Everything is getting simplified from doing the long distance where you have to have your carbs and all that. The race is only going to be an hour, hour 15 maybe tops, maybe an hour and a half.
But you have so much fun.
Yeah, it's done. You go home, you're not wiped out for a couple days. You can go continue doing stuff. So mm-hmm. we did hill intervals on Thursday.
Maybe we can meet some fellow triathletes. Join a group.
Oh yeah, yeah, we were looking at joining the group like we did in Pensacola. Oh, when we were in Panama City Beach, I saw our Pensacola group had a tent out there.
Oh.
So, and you remember the training we did with the group? It was called Mere Mortals.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, starting Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
All the way out to whenever they do their mm-hmm. race in October. And so I ran by them, and I remember just saying, I'm just a mere mortal. And they all went, ah! So that was kind of fun. So anyway, back to what we're doing, training that's different. So instead of longer trainings, we're doing shorter, more intense training. So we did hill intervals on Thursday.
HIIT workouts.
We jogged over to the Miller Outdoor Theater Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did five.
My hips now are doing better today running.
We did just five easier.
Mm-hmm.
We got our heart rates up, went up the hill, walked. You jogged down. I walked down. And then we did five and then jogged back. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday we did 5x100 swims. First and last one, warm up, cool down.
That was fun.
And then three hard 100s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we were done. It's like, that's it. That's all I'm doing. It's like.
Then we went to the hot tub.
Then we went to the hot tub in the gym.
Yeah.
And then this weekend was supposed to be no workout weekend, but Kate got anxious.
Yeah. So. I feel weird if I don't work out.
Yeah, and I tweaked my back out again yesterday.
And then we didn't sleep very well last night because
they were working on the power
in
the middle of the night because of a hurricane season's coming. So they...
Gosh, did you see those pictures I sent?
Uh-huh.
What are those called?
We have new transformers.
Is that transformers? Yeah.
We have new transformers.
So that's nice.
So we won't have hurricane problems here. We're in the med center, so we shouldn't really have problems anyway, but
mm-hmm.
as far as electricity goes, but you know, a roof could go flying away.
Cool.
All right, so, and then we're going to go take our trip to California, and then we're coming back, and then we'll probably sign up
to go see the rents.
Yeah, the rents. The parents.
Mm-hmm.
My parents.
Yeah.
And then come back and probably sign up for one towards the end of August. Another
Which one was that?
Kane.
Oh, and Katie. Where they have the beer.
That's not the beer one.
They have beer at Kane.
Oh, do they? Okay, I don't remember that. Yeah, there's triathlons where you finish and there's beer.
There's always beer.
If you like that, you can have a beer.
It's really refreshing.
So, then there is an Olympic in October that we can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can go to, we were going to go to Waco to go watch it. But then the hotels were like crazy. $400,
$300. We can keep looking.
Yeah.
Would it change?
I don't know. And then I told you I got the email saying, from Iron Man saying, we understand a lot of people are disappointed they didn't get to do the whole thing.
Well, that's the disappointing people.
Yeah, so if you want to sign up for another one.
I think if that happened to me, I wouldn't be disappointed.
Oh. It'd be half price, so.
I mean, that's not your fault.
Yeah.
I mean, you have no power.
You have no power. Yeah, no. Obviously you didn't as my Sherpa.
Huh?
Obviously you didn't have power as my Sherpa.
No.
To stop it. So, but it's done deal. Oh, and then when we came back, you got to stop at your place you wanted to go to.
What?
Quesada.
Oh yeah, Quesada. Yeah, they always advertise Quesada.
Casino
in Louisiana. I was down, I spent $40.
Yeah, you had $40.
Mm-hmm. And I was down to my last dollar. And ching, 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 ching. Up on the machine, it said 200 plus.
Two times bonus. Mm-hmm. So you won $400.
And I'm like, holy crap. Oh my gosh. And I cashed out.
He's like, you're done.
So I got $401.
Because you got your $1 you had left.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was watching. You were not having fun because you kept losing.
Well, and then John, he wouldn't do any of it. He was just watching me, which was weird. When we went to Reno, were you watching me?
You were on your own. I was trying to win a sports car. And I thought I won.
You really were?
Yeah, I was on the one-arm bandit, and you had to get
oh my gosh.
3 sevens. And it said, and it was like, showed a picture. And I got...
So you didn't hang out with me?
You were like a busy bee going everywhere. I couldn't keep up with you. No, and I was like, it was like, I got a red, white, and blue, but they weren't in order. I thought I won the car. But no, I didn't. But you won there, too.
And I won 150. That was my most. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. You took me out to breakfast. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. But... Yeah.
But we're not hardcore gamblers.
No.
We went out and we had a nice
dinner. It was
dinner.
More fun.
It was Mother's Day.
I know. And we had fancy salmon and mimosas.
Yeah, that was nice.
So good. A mimosa sounds good right now.
It does.
It does. Cold.
Yeah. A beer looks like a mimosa.
I know. You can bring one out to me at the pool.
A mimosa?
Yeah.
We don't have orange juice. And we don't have champagne. Sorry. Sorry. I'll just have to give you a beer or something. Say it's a mimosa. Okay.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
No.
Okay. We always say these are going to be short. And then they end up being long. 7 minutes left.
But
anything else you want to say?
No.
You've been riding your bike to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just out to have fun. I just go to work and wanna have fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Work out, lose weight, have fun.
In Pomona, you think you're gonna podium?
I'm not gonna be arrogant.
You're not?
I would like to podium.
You got fourth place last time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just off podium.
I know.
Maybe I'll podium because I'll be in the 60th year old. I wonder how many 60-year-olds are
going to... That's not to be great when you're podium when you're old that no one talks about.
I will. Stay tuned. A podium. I got first place. I'm going to Worlds. No. All right. Is that all we got? That's out of all the stuff we did, that's all we have?
Yeah.
We did a lot.
I know. You had fun.
It's been like 3 weeks.
And I had more fun winning the money instead of, I just have the money now.
Yeah, the money is now in the hurricane fund.
Yeah.
In case we have to go to LaGrange.
Well, we need to break it up.
Yes, I agree.
I don't know where.
We go to the bank. I show you.
Oh.
I have a bank from Chase.
Yeah.
You can go there.
Yeah, because the machine just gave us hundreds. And I don't think people would take hundreds.
No.
Except a grocery store.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, we're rambling now.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna go to the pool?
Maybe.
Maybe I'll go down and sit.
You should go in the hot tub.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I tweaked my back yesterday. Just getting out of a chair.
I think it helps you.
So.
I'm gonna bring a soda and sip a soda.
So where are we gonna go with these podcasts now that we're done with the 70.3s? We're just gonna talk about, I think our main focus was just to tell everyone.
How to lose weight. How to have fun. How to.
Train. So I mean, I was telling people.
Not take life so serious.
Yeah, I was telling people, they were like, how do you do that? How do you do the triathlons? I'm like, you train for it. They're like, that's a lot of time. I said, you can just do a sprint.
Yeah.
And it's no time at all.
And you can lose weight.
Then they're like, how do you swim? Because I don't
swim.
You swim
like this.
And then I tell the story about how you couldn't go down one length of the pool and you were done.
Yeah. So don't make things so hard and just swim.
So maybe we should focus on that.
Yeah.
When we talk.
Things aren't that complicated. Unless you make it complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. You can. And you don't need fancy equipment.
No, like you don't even need a fancy bike.
You kept talking about the age groupers that act like pros.
Oh my gosh, they're so serious. I mean, I understand a age grouper that is trying to be a pro. I get that. I get it. That could be their job. But like these other ones that are like that, you know. I just don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
But like, they're so serious. Like, have fun.
Yeah, I was looking at some of those bikes. I'm like,
$10,000.
I was like, that's a lot of car. that would be a nice car.
That'd be a nice down payment for a house.
Oh yeah, that too. But you know, to each their own.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. That's
pretty
fine.
Much.
I mean, you started off doing a triathlon on a road bike.
I know.
From,
that was so funny.
From a
we were talking
academy.
About how funny. And I was all serious and scared. And I was so, I mean, I knew how to ride a bike, but cool. I mean, it was a different kind of bike. And I was like, oh, a bump. Oh, a turn.
On your road bike?
Yeah.
Is that the one you flipped over?
No. That was my felt.
Your tri bike, you flipped over?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you were so cute.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, you don't need fancy. You don't need to buy carbon shoes.
It helps to buy a triathlon bike because
it does.
It is faster than a road bike.
On most races, yes.
Right. Because we did have experience of that. We used our red road bike on a triathlon.
Yeah, we were very slow.
It was in Katy.
And it was windy and we were
and
very
was
slow.
Like, and people were like flying past us. And our highest, well, even when it wasn't windy, our highest pace was like 16.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
When you raced on your first road bike, and I used to race with my road bike I had from my team, I was passing people on tri bike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people pass me on their road bikes because that's what they're used to, and that's fine. You know.
Well, I didn't like using the road bike.
Yeah,
it's good for training.
Tri bikes are good, and you get to get some free speed.
That
was it. There's a lot of free speed if you look for it, not just from the bike.
But the road bike's good for practice because it gets your muscles in gear.
Yeah,
because it helps you work harder.
Makes you work the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you switch to your tri bike and you go flying.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I got my tri bike and you're like, is it really faster? And I said, okay, you ride my tri bike.
I remember
and
that.
And you are like gone. I'm like, slow down.
That
I
was
can't keep
funny.
Up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are benefits to a tri bike.
Yeah.
But you don't need one. Not for like a little sprint.
Yeah.
All right, we made it to 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay, so we'll see you next time.
At 36.
Oh yeah, 36. Mm-hmm. Okay, until then.
Till next time.
Stay addicted.
In track.